that was a wee little bit experiment there with a little bit of Irish music now, wasn't it then? Oh, no, that wasn't bagpipe. Ah, a little bit of offbeat stuff there. We just call that one 5-4 because we haven't come up with a name for it. If you come up with a name for it, we'll call it Jim. Jim. We now have a name. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
We are.
The rhythm.
We are. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's right. The rhythm lizard. That's right. I forgot. Hey, what do you think of this new clothing back here? What do you think? We got a new skirt back here. You know what I think?
What do you think? No, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Just do it.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime, his sister heard another one.
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts, this is YURT, your radio for Hampshire College and beyond.
Hello, folks. It's Henry. Welcome to North American Psychotherapy. I'm having a few technical issues right now. I had planned some stuff, you know, I had put together a playlist, I had gotten everything ready, and all of a sudden it's gone. Everything is gone, disappeared into the ether, and I'm going to do the show on the fly. I don't remember exactly what I had planned, so this is this full hour is nonstop improv radio. So, enjoy. I was going to play some theme music, and then I realized I didn't have it queued up yet. You know, it's that kind of day. I work at a real radio station. Not that the yurt isn't real. Well, okay, it's not exactly. But I intern at a real radio station called New England Public Radio. And today was the day of me interning there this week. I'm there once a week, and today was that day. And it's a really good job. I really like it there. It's a lot of fun. It's challenging. It's really good experience. It's all kinds of things. It's good. I'm really glad I'm doing it. But the days get long. I'm really only there for like 7.5 hours, which isn't that long of a day. But all the work that I'm doing is on a computer screen. It's based on, you know, doing something on a computer and just staring at a screen for hours on end really gets to me. And it seems like my face just drains of energy and blood when I look at it for too long. And, you know, it really has nothing to do with the work that I'm doing. The work that I'm doing is pretty interesting. You know, it's local news, which, you know, can be, I don't know, dull to some people. But, I think it's all right. I think it's pretty good. I do the work. I stare at the screen, and then at the end of the day, I feel exhausted. And so I got back to Hampshire maybe about an hour and a half ago, exhausted. And then I hung out for a little bit, exhausted. And then I made dinner, and now I have a little bit of energy again. But I don't know. I just everything, all the things I had gotten ready on the bus ride back to Hampshire are gone. From my iPod, and you know what? It's really not that big of a deal. If anyone's listening, hello, and thank you for listening. And I'm gonna get to the music. I'm gonna figure out what to play, and I would do this much quicker, but that playlist just is gone, and my computer is being weird too. I don't know. You know, I remembered this. This came to my attention the other day because I overheard someone talking about it. But, you know, computers generally have kind of a, what's the phrase? Like, they just start dying at a certain point, right? They're built to die, essentially. They're built to not last forever. You know, like, there was a time when appliances were just made to last till the end of time. You know, like back home, where I'm from, in my house, we have had this secondhand washer. You know, clothes. Jesus, wow! I'm just nothing is there in my brain. That is a clothes washer. You know what I'm talking about, a washer. But we've had the same one, the same secondhand washer as long as I've been alive. My parents got it probably like 5 years before I was born, or something like that. And before that it was like my great aunts or something, or great, great grandmothers. I my parents could tell the story better than I can. Anyways, she had it for like something like 10 or 20 years before that. It's like from like at least the 70s, maybe the 60s, maybe the not the 50s. I don't think it's from the 50s. I think it's from the 60s or 70s. But it still works. It's still chugging along is the point. It is still, it works like a charm. Sometimes, you know, it has a couple weird ticks. It needs to be fixed occasionally. We get the washer fixer man to come and he fixes it, and they always look at it and they're like, whoa, this is like an antique, you know? But it still runs brilliantly. My computer, I got my computer in like 2009. That's almost 3 years ago. About 3 years ago. Okay, so 3 years. 3 years life of computer. It served me well. It's done, you know, it's done everything I've asked it to, more or less. It really has had very little problems. There's a crack in it now, like the plastic, the physical computer is starting to fall off in a certain place, which is really annoying, because like the inside generally works. It works as much as I need it to, and it has no sign of that it will stop working anytime soon, which is awesome. And now I've probably jinxed it, so I'm going to knock on wood. Can you hear that? Knock on wood. But the physical computer, I've just noticed this week, is starting to decay. Like when I move it around, sometimes it like it's rusty or something. It's like, it makes these like a rusty hinge sound, just when I pick it up. And it's like, that's not good. That's not how a computer is supposed to sound. That's like an old barn sound. That's not a new spanking new computer sound or 3-year-old computer sound. I don't know. The point is, I don't have the money or the time to go buy a new computer, and I don't want to, and I don't intend to. I'm going to make this baby last as long as she frickin' can. So that's what I have to say with that, but it's not cooperating with me right now. But I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song for you guys and stop talking and be done with my voice for a little while. So enjoy this. I'm going to start this with what I can remember of the playlist that I planned out. These are two different songs of two different old guys trying to hold on. It's North American Psychotherapy on the Yurt. Thanks for listening.
They hung a sign up in our town. If you live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Monte Rio's son, just like a bullet leaves a gun. With a charcoal eyes and Monroe hips, she went and took that California trip. Back just to come on, Jim. Oh, you got to hold on, hold on. You got to hold on, take my hand, stand right here. You got to hold on. looking for someone to blame. And you share my bed, you share my name. We'll go ahead and call the cops. You don't meet nice girls in coffee shops. She said, baby, I still love you. Sometimes there's nothing left to do. Oh, but you got to hold on, hold on. Baby, got to hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you got to hold on. Well, God bless your crooked little heart. St. Louis got the best of me. I miss your broken China voice. How I wish you were still here with me. Oh, you build it up, you wreck it down. Then you burn your mansion to the ground. Nothing left to keep you here. But when you're falling behind and it's a big blue world, oh, you've got to hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, take a mind. Standing right here, gotta hold on. Down by the Riverside Motel, it's thin below and falling. By a 99-cent store, she closed her eyes and started swaying. But it's so hard to dance that way when it's cold and there's no music. Oh, you're hometown so far away, but inside your head there's a record that's playing, a song called Hold On, Hold On. Baby, gotta hold on, take a mind, standing right there, gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, standing right there, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. 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 You gotta hold on, baby. You gotta hold on, girl. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
Lined up by the coffins by the statue of bigotry. Hey, you better hold on. Something happening here. You better hold on. Well, I'll meet you at Tompkins Square. The dopey sent a message to the cops last week and they shot him in the car where he sat. And
Eleanor Bumpus, Michael Stewart must have appreciated that. There's a rampaging rage rising up like a plague of bloody violence washing up on the beach. It'll take more than the Angels, I and Mike Tyson to heal this bloody bridge. Hey, hey, you better hold on. Something's happening here. You better hold on. I'm gonna meet you in Tompkins Square. A junkie ran down a lady of pregnant dance that shouldn't have a dance, but the baby was saved. He shot up some China white, nodded out at the wheel, and he doesn't remember a thing. They shot that old lady cause they thought she was a witness to a crime she didn't even see. Whose home is the home of the brave by the statue of Billy the Chief. Something's happening here. You better hold on. There's a riot in Tompkins Square. You got a black 38 and a gravity knife. You still have to ride the train. There's the smelly essence of New York down there, but you ain't no Bernard Getz. There's no mafia lawyer to fight in your corner for that 15 minutes of fame. The have and have nots are bleeding in the tub. That's New York's future, not mine. Ooh, you better hold on. Or something's happening here. You better hold on. If there's something's happening here. I know what it is you need.
I know some people wanna make a change. Well, I know how to make it go away. You see, I'm at a devil in the kind of way. At first I met the devil, I've been the same. Oh, no. And I feel right, I have to tell ya. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the brain.
Right, that was Morphine with Buena, and before that was Hold On by Lou Reed, and before that was Hold On by Tom Waits. Two guys just trying to hold on. How you guys doing? Hope you're doing good. I'm doing good. I'm feeling a little bit better since I walked into the yurt. Feeling a little bit more relaxed. Feeling like I can maybe calm down, do the show, have some fun. If you got any requests, please send me those requesty quests. Send those my way, please. You can go to Facebook and send them there. You can like North American Psychotherapy. I know that's a lot of words to type into a thing on the thing, but you can do it. I promise you, you can. And or you can email me at napshow, napshow at gmail.com. It would be cool to get a email on there. It rarely happens, but you know, there's a first or maybe like sixth time for everything. All right. Oh, there's something I wanted to announce that's very important if you are a regular listener of this show. Coming this semester, which just started today, this coming semester, this show will not be on Wednesdays anymore, probably. And now, in true Hampshire fashion, I don't know exactly when it's going to switch over. Probably next week. And, of course, I don't know when it's going to switch over to what day. I know for one thing, or I'm quite sure for about one thing, which is that it will still be at 8 o'clock. I'm very committed to 8 o'clock. I think that's a good time for people to listen to the radio. It will probably be on Tuesdays or Thursdays. Just because of my schedule, I don't want to have days like I did today where I work, you know, at the radio station for, you know, a full day and then I'm tired and then I forget to put together a playlist and then I do it on the bus and then it gets deleted and then I show up and I'm, you know, just a little tired. It's hard to do stuff when you're tired. I know that's a dumb excuse because I can totally do it. It's not that hard. But I'm just, you know, trying to watch out for my future self, which may find it even harder to do for whatever reason. So I'm going to make it easier on myself, and hopefully you guys can still listen in regularly and change it to either Tuesday or Thursday. Now, that is still up in the air, so I will keep you posted. If you go to the Facebook page and you like North American Psychotherapy, I will post an update there in the coming week and let you know when the show is going to be happening, and we'll go from there. That's the announcement. That's a big announcement. Again, changing the time of the show, changing the day of the show. That's really what I should say. I'm changing the day. But, you know, we'll all still be together. We're just on a different day. Okay, people? It's going to be okay. This is going to be a big semester. This is my last semester at Hampshire, which is crazy. But I'm going to be doing, you know, some special stuff on this show. You're going to be hearing some storytelling. You are probably going to hear some of the fiction writing I've been doing for my Div 3. Recorded, you know, like a book on tape kind of thing. And that'll be playing here, you know, make it all sound good, and it'll be fun. There's going to be thematic episodes. I'm gonna let you know about when those are happening. Hopefully one will happen quite soon. I don't know. Oh my gosh. What do I know, man? Come on. Jeez. No, I know a lot of things. I know plenty. That's my answer. Okay. I'm going to stop talking. I'll keep you guys updated on all the stuff as it comes to pass. We'll say that. For right now, I'm going to play a song by the Beatles. Now, I know you've probably never heard of this band, the Beatles, and apparently I haven't either, because I don't think I've ever played the Beatles on this show. I've played a lot of Beatles covers, but I don't know if... Nah, I've probably played the Beatles a couple times, but not much. You know, I've really restrained myself. But I'm going to play one Beatles song tonight, and then some other stuff. Actually, well, I'm going to play two Beatles songs, but one of them is going to be a cover. Whatever. Okay, here we go. hope you guys are having a good evening. Call me with requests. Let me know, please.
Don't let
That was, in order, Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles, which I think is a great song, and Fall Breaks and Back to Winter by the Beach Boys. Yes, that was the Beach Boys. You know, it was all, like, weird for a second, every couple seconds, and then they resolved it, and then it got weird again, and then, you know, that's off Smiley Smile, which I don't know if that's, like, an official Beach Boys record. Or, you know, there's probably someone out there who would hear me say that and be like, oh my god, what are you doing? Blah, you're wrong for some reason. But they're not here, so whatever. I'm going to say it's something. It's some kind of, I don't remember the origin of that record. It's like either a remix or like a unreleased thing. It's something like that, you know, that kind of music, whatever. It doesn't matter. And then after that was a rendition of We Can Work It Out by the Beatles. Originally by the Beatles, covered there in bawdy, ridiculous fashion by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I found that I have like a best of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons for some reason, and I like found that on there the other day. I was like, "What is this? Like, how did that? Why was that made? Who decided that was a good idea?" But it's kind of funny. I don't know. It's just weird and whatever. Yeah, so going along. If you want to call in, that's a thing that you can do. 413-559-6766. Don't call while I'm talking, because then it'll be awkward because the phone doesn't actually work on the air. Let's test that. Nope, still doesn't work. You can, you know, call in and request a song. 413-559-6766. Or you can go on Facebook, or you can go on Gmail, napshow, N-A-P-S-H-O-W @gmail.com. If you got any requests, if you got things to say, want to, you know, talk about something, want me to say something on the air, if you write something in words and send it to me, I will read it on the air no matter what it is. That is a promise. Probably. Unless it's, like, weird. Okay, that's terrible. Okay, no, you know what? If you send me any words and any of any kind, I will. If it's a song name, I will play the song. Or if it's a thing, just a series of words that can be spoken, I will read them. And maybe that will be cool to you. I don't know. just throwing out ideas, you know, just trying stuff out, seeing how it's going. Okay. Going along, I'm going to play, this is going to be like a random set that I'm about to do. Oh, wow, it's 8:40 already. How'd that happen? Crazy. Can you tell I'm just a little nutty today? Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to play some weird stuff right now. I mean, good stuff, all good stuff. Hopefully they'll flow together in a decent way. But it might be a little all over the place, but I hope that's something that's exciting for you. I'm going to start it off with something that I'm really excited about that I haven't actually heard yet. So I'm going to be listening to this song for the first time along with you. If you've heard it already, it won't be your first time, obviously. But this is the new single that was released by Andrew Bird off his forthcoming record, which is not out yet, but this single is. And I've heard people talking about it. I've read things about people talking about it. And everyone says, whoa, it's good. So, hopefully it's good. Hopefully it lives up to all the expectations. Let's see. I'm going to play it right now. This is called Eye on Eye by Andrew Bird. And then after that, we'll go into some other stuff. Okay. Happy day. Here's Andrew Bird.
Bring it your own, bring it yourself. Bring it your own, bring it yourself. Bring it your own, bring it your own, bring it your
Especially aluminum bat in the act. Relax, laid back, sell a grenade a day. It pays back, the max, and flex, white cats like Windex. Index, finger be sore, busting this my spec. While he can't count, crazily grins with wild plans. Laying with my bitches and my bands in less lands. I'm losing them, jet to the stash and then Jerusalem. I'm using them, rocking his jokes like we're using them. Low pro star, seven thick waves, my polar. Roll with the holy guard, build this song. Wally's the match, bear my baseball hat. Doing forever shit like pissing out the window on turnpikes. Robbing niggas for levers, I swiping on dirt bike. Pussy metal like Vaughn Harper, radio barber. Murder sleepaway camp, the fly lady champ. The arsonist who burn with his pen regardless. Slaying all these earthlings and fake foreigners. In the Philippines, pick up rubies, bubbling strings. Buy a chemical cream, we burn kerosene. The conviction of my tape is rape wicked like Nixon. Blonde head descriptions with three sixes and kiss the pyramid, experiment with high explosive. I slap box with Jesus, lick shots at Joseph. Zoom in like binoculars. The rap blacksmith, one of these Rolex was rockless, chef rat top was plotting. Iron Man will be cash metal, still alloy. True identity hitting inside, secret tablet. Breathe oxygen, both sides of my jaw carry oxygen. The track it like a Vegas and 100 white boxes. I'm jockeying this cash for little JP Dallion. Sip Irish spice out of weed Dallions.
All you folks, you start realizing that Ghost got that shit better.
Give me the 50,000 more bills. My gold plate, my strength, kill my bills, bills without bills. Murder one done, killer bee stung. Got two back home, son. My technique is slang, can't run. Third platoon soon. Pistol bottles, cages of boom. Poppy boys on demand, have big things style. Wear goons, smuggle balloons, butter tunes, and fat pussy wounds. Let the guards build, pull the grill. Check out the bear skill time, secret technique. Two of you, deep and keep it. Tiki style of rap. Watch a knock on swing, sweet out of water, take me quarter, can't be caught. My score is full, the rhymes on it, too many people die. Hot top nines, quarter line, rhymes with Hancock, 96. My ill sound class is still high. Get yourself shot.
It's right about now. I ain't bragging or nothing, but yo, the woo got something that I know that everybody wanna hear. Cause I know I've been waiting to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But straight up and down, till we get the goal.
Thank you.
right, that was the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil, off the live album, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, the Rolling Stones in concert. So that's fun. And before that, wow, that was a long song. What was it? Oh, it was Chameleon 500, which is a mashup of the Wu-Tang Clan and a bunch of Blue Note record recordings by DJ Two Tone Jones, and that is courtesy of my friend Will Romy, who gave that to me, or brought my attention to it, sent me the link, whatever it is we do these days. And before that was Grizzly Bear with Ready Able off of their album Vecatimist. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. That was a couple years back now. It was like 3 years almost that came out. So hopefully they're working on something and doing something, because they're a good band. All the hipsters will just go insane when their new record comes out. Or maybe it'll be bad and then they'll all hate them forever. I don't know. And before that was Andrew Bird with Eye on Eye, which I thought was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. So yeah, that was the set. And it's 9:04. Now, I feel like today was technically the first day of the semester, but I think a lot of things, you know, take a week or so to really get started as people come back. So I don't think the people that normally come at 9 are here. So I'm going to play one more song, just one more song. So thank you all so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back next week, but it will most likely be on a different day, different night. Still at 8 o'clock Eastern time, but possibly on Tuesdays or Thursdays. I will keep you updated. If you like North American Psychotherapy on Facebook, I will put an update there when I know, or I will put it on napshow.wordpress.com, which is the other blog thing that happens in tandem with this show. That's napshow .wordpress.com. So yeah, it's been great. Thank you all for tuning in, whoever did. Don't really know, but thanks if you did. Way to go for being you. You know, you did good. You did good, people. You did a great job tonight. I commend you on your listening abilities. So yeah, that's the show. Gonna play one more song. This is a little bit of. Whoop! Oh no, I lost. See, wow, it's just all over the place today, you guys. It's just not hanging in there. All right, let me cue it up. Here we go. All right, it's a little Parliament Funkadelic, because sometimes you just gotta bring the funk. Stay sane, everybody. Have a good week.
Talking about these bags. Let's take it to the stage. Bring it up for the down.
broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts. This is YURT, your radio for Hampshire College and beyond. Stay tuned for more news, music, arts, and information here on Hampshire College's own Yurt Radio.